Jenke's plan calls for a complete review of the files and records of priests, other employees, and volunteers of the Diocese of Peoria. Among other things, Jenke's new protocols create a sexual abuse response team consisting of lay people and non-Catholics so that victims of abuse can feel more comfortable telling their stories. The plan also includes enhanced background checks of nuns, monks, and priests. Jenke says there's no way to ensure that sex abuse will completely disappear within the diocese, but he says in time, even more procedures to deal with the issue will be developed.
Well, there is no certainty this side of eternity, but I am happy to have moved into a diocese that had a very strong bishop with policies in place, and I am happy to say that the Peoria Diocese has had one problem is way too many, but minimal problems. I'm coming into a good situation. Not anything where I have to start from scratch. And all we did was try to enhance what we have, and that's not going to stop. We're going to keep, I hope the clergy and the people who will assist us will know a lot more and be better 5 years from now than we are now.
Jenke made his first visit since becoming bishop to Champaign yesterday and said Mass at St. Thomas More High School. Teacher Jennifer Haggerty says the bishop's visit will have a strong impact on the students, who may have a tougher time dealing with the sexual abuse issues than adults.
It's something that's in the media, so it's important for us to discuss and keep the students up to date on what's going on, and so they can react honestly to people who come to them with questions.
Despite the many questions and accusations involving the clergy abuse scandal, many Catholics at Bishop Jenke's Mass, including Champaign resident Mary Randall, say faith remains strong.
As a Catholic, we forgive. We forgive. As Catholics, we don't have to hide. And I think that that's what he's going to lead us into. And I think that that's very good for the Catholic faith. Now's not the time for us to run from our Catholic faith. My faith has always taught me that I follow God, I don't follow men. And men are human. They make mistakes. A lot of people don't consider that a quote-unquote mistake, but God forgives all sins.
At the Vatican, during the special meeting of American cardinals, Pope John Paul II told the leaders there's no place in the priesthood for abusers. Bishop Jenke says he will take the same zero-tolerance approach within the Peoria Diocese. I'm Allie Kawa, AM 580 News.